Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you. And I shouldn't say everybody, each and every one of you, I probably should say. Frank Bassett joining you. It is Golf Talk America. And this is a special edition of Golf Talk America. Of course, it's the 2021 RSM Classic this week, being contested at the Sea Island Resort in Sea Island, Georgia, one of my favorite places. Parents had a home there at Sea Island for many, many, many years, and a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous part of the world. The purse is $7.2 million. The winner gets $1.296 plus 500 FedEx Cup points. It's going to be a great tournament there. The RSM Classic, of course, is in Zach Johnson's territory and Davis Love's territory, Sea Island Mafia, I guess they call those guys. Southern Soul Barbecue, great place to go when you're at Sea Island. So going to be a great tournament. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but just wanted to bring you up to speed on a couple of things going on in the world of golf. There's a battle royale still with the Greg Norman side of the house and the Premier Golf League side of the house, and now the PGA Tour's come up and possibly going to be doing something a little different in a year or two. So there are just a lot of different things that are going on right now in golf, and of course we'll get into all of that also. Joining me a little later in the show will be our good friend John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys, and he's going to be talking about what they're doing right now with some of the teaching that they're doing, and Jeff Smith, who's a top 100 teacher and his sidekick on that show, is a fabulous golf teacher, and we'll get some tips from John, from Jeff, through John to us, and may even try to get Jeff if he can break away between lessons. Tim Matthews, by the way, is going to be joining us via phone just in a couple of minutes. Tim is not here with us in Dallas, Texas, where he usually is, or out on the road with me when we're at the PGA Tour events. Tim Matthews is in Jamaica. Okay, that's just, you know, he's in Jamaica, dirtbag. He's at the Ibero Star Resort, Rose Hall. It's in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and he's there participating, contesting, competing in the Jamaican Pro-Am. Annie's Revenge is what it's called. Don't know Annie, don't know what the revenge is, but we'll get with Tim and find out exactly what's going on. He's played golf this morning, and he promises to call us as soon as he gets poolside this afternoon. So, Tim Matthews again will be joining us live from Jamaica, anxious to see what he sounds like from down there, if you know what I mean. So, don't go anywhere, everybody. We've laid out the show, and we're going to get right to it right after this break.
In life, we're all bound for different things. With Beachbound.com, you could be bound for adventure, bound for passion, bound for discovery, or bound for togetherness, or maybe bound for encountering the unexpected. Beachbound is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and experiences. They're reinventing beach travel. With Beachbound.com, customers can book worldwide beach vacations that include flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions. They're a one-stop travel shop. Personally, when I'm at a beach resort, I'm bound to end up at a poolside bar. Hey, as long as I have a great view and a cold drink in my hand, I'm as happy as I can be. With Beachbound.com, you can find your perfect beach vacation worldwide because there's a beach out there waiting for you with Beachbound.com. Visit Beachbound.com to book your next beach vacation. That's Beachbound.com. What are you bound for? Hey, it's Neil Michaels, Director of Sales for Golf Talk America. Frank and I were talking the other day about the fact that there doesn't seem to be comfortable shirts and shorts for golfers that also hike and work out. Then I found out about 10,000, and now I'm a huge fan. 10,000 makes the highest quality, best-fitting, most comfortable training shorts I've ever worn. I've personally been wearing their 7-inch interval shorts to hike and their versatile shirt for all kinds of workouts, even at the driving range. 10,000 has gear for all types of workouts, from running to hiking, lifting to boxing, however you train. And with the holidays just around the corner, 10,000 gear makes a great gift for any fitness enthusiast in your life. This Christmas, I'm buying some for my son, the gym rat, and for my stepson, the hiker. Ugh. I hope Santa didn't give away any secrets just then. 10,000 is offering listeners of Golf Talk America 15% off your purchase right now. Just go to 10,000.cc and enter the code GOLFTALK to receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc, not .com, and enter the code GOLFTALK for a huge 15% off today.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you, and we have somebody on the phone right now that we're going to bring in, just kind of ease him in a little bit, because Tim Matthews is by the pool in Montego Bay at the Ibero Star Resort, Rose Hall, and he's there with John Cochran, who's a playing partner. John is the golf pro at Old Cypress in Naples, Florida. Boys, I can hear the background at the pool. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Frank. And one thing I do know from just the intro there, we got to get new theme music.
That's
what I'm saying. We got to get some new theme music.
But it reminds me of tequila. I love that music.
No, it doesn't. It reminds me of a lot of pain. But yes, we are at the Ibero Star Resort in Montego Bay, looking out the Caribbean. We're actually poolside. Yeah, we had two rounds of golf yesterday and today. John is our pro, and then there's three amateurs that we're all playing with him. And John's kind of a bi-coastal, if you will. He spends part of the year in Toronto and then part of the year down in Naples as well. And he's one of the top instructors in North America, Frank. That's all I can tell you. He looked at my swing yesterday, and then he closed his eyes and started to cry, bawled like a baby. And I knew something was wrong. So... today we got to the range, and he said, let's just try a few different things. And I said, okay. So he brought out some little instruments, and we tried a few different things, and it felt obviously really awkward and different and all that. But we got through the day. Luckily, I'm a fast learner. It's what my mom always said. Of course, she kicked me out of the house.
Yeah.
And so gotcha. we had a great round. We played today at Cinnamon Hill. Played yesterday at Half Moon. I like Cinnamon Hill a lot better, but we actually had a really good day of golf and a lot of fun. So I got to thank the Jamaican Visitors and Tourism, the people here. Nick Schmitz is the tournament director that's brought everybody down here and done a great job. So we're having an awful lot of fun. And, you know, Frank, this is the thing. We're coming out of COVID, right? I mean, there's still a lot of it going around. I will say this. Ibero Star, maybe, and John can probably tell me the same thing. They're as conscientious about that as I've ever seen. They got masks and washing your hands and checking your temperature with a face scanner when you walk into the place. I mean, they're very, very on top of it. But we actually had to get tested again today so we can fly back in a few days so that we're COVID-free. If I'm not, Frank, by the way, is Golf Talk America covering my expenses here at Ibero Star for 14 days?
I'm sorry, Tim. Can you hear me now? I can't hear you.
Breaking up.
Let me tell you that I woke up to 31 degrees this morning, boys. 31 degrees here in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, so I have no sympathy because I can hear all the noise, and I can promise you there's a lot going on at that pool that I wish we had a video on this thing right now.
Or not. Or not, maybe.
Hey, yeah. Well, let me ask John a question. So, John, what was the primary drill that you worked on with Tim today?
Well, you know, Tim's got a lot of ability, but you know, like most golfers, have a lot of ability, but not a lot of knowledge. And there's so much misinformation out there that you know, when you get as an amateur, get into the search mode of trying to figure it out from all different avenues, it really kind of freezes you down. So his you know, he was much more a body hitter where his body would come out of posture. So a simple drill was just plane sticks. You know, you stick them in the ground, you line up the plane stick equal to your golf club. You step about 3 feet away. So your shaft, you can imagine your shaft and the actual plane stick in line, in a direct line. And then you start working on, you know, swinging over that plane stick and under it. Because he was so steep on the way down, he had to learn how to shell the club, which he didn't understand what that meant. And so I had to explain how his arms moved. Once we got him to get his plane on track and get his strengthen up his grip and get his forearm to rotate a bit, he actually shallowed out some shots and started to hit it. And then through the round was pretty amazing. I mean, Cinnamon Hill is a fantastic golf course. It's, you know, jungle left, jungle right, and you can't miss it. And, you know, he helped the team today a lot, hitting some incredible golf shots, making some birdies on par fives and two, where yesterday, I mean, he was out of play a lot. So it just tells you that if you have the right information, it doesn't matter who you are, you can change your golf swing in a day and actually transfer to the golf course. So it was a lot of fun.
That's
now we're celebrating.
Well, you know, I imagine, I know Tim, I know there's some celebration going on. I will tell you this, Tim's idea of shallowing the club is tossing it into the nearest water hazard that's not too deep.
Well, yeah, explain to him when he dives in the pool, like, you know, you go all the way down and you just kind of skim it. So think of that.
I go all the way down.
I saw some.
He makes me sound, Frank, like Rocco the chimpanzee. Tim didn't really understand much of anything I was trying to explain to him. Like, this is a golf club. I'm like, I got a lot of that. Okay, that's what I got. I just don't know what I'm doing with it.
You know,
you know what, Frank, was funny is that the very first hole was a par five, and I birdied it. Seriously. So John and the guys we were playing with, John raises his hands. He goes, I'm done here. I'm done. That's all I can do.
My work is done here.
All I can help you. First hole, after instructions in the morning, you get a birdie. It wasn't all that smooth sailing after that, but at least the first hole is a good memory.
He made a couple more birdies. I think he made three birdies today, which is pretty amazing. So we finished 11 under as a team.
Okay.
Yeah,
John.
I can make this boy a player. You know, I always say, you know, when he said, you're talking about his swing, he said, you know, what do you think of his swing? I said, well, you know, it was one of the best of its kind. So now we've made it better.
John, do this for me before he leaves. Give him one last series of lessons so that I can go play with him again and he won't beat me. So kind of change things for
me. You want the bad lesson or the good lesson?
I want the good lesson for me, the bad lesson for him, if you know what I mean.
All right, you got it.
Hey, well, boys, tell me about what you're doing. I mean, you guys are down there for the Jamaican Pro-Am. Tell me a little bit about that and format and how it all came about or who's playing.
Yeah, go ahead, John. John's been here before, so go ahead.
So the Jamaican Pro-Am is run by Nick, and he does a great job. You know, for everybody out there, all the golf professionals who want to bring a team down, the size of our resort is fantastic. And as Tim said, you know, the protocols here, you know, don't feel uncomfortable at all. People are so friendly, and the food is absolutely amazing. So it's a nice recovery after a day of playing out there. So it's the format is right now we have 18 teams. It's a best ball, it's a net and a gross best ball. So of two of the players. So you know our team is pretty low handicap. We have myself. We have two zeros. We have a five, and we have Tim, who's a handicap right there. So, so you play the golf course and you take two of the best scores. So we entered into 7-under yesterday, right kind of mid pack. We did very well, a lot better today on this very difficult golf course, 11-under. And then after that, you know, the first night when you come in, they have this massive party with food is just incredible. And the rooms here are fantastic. And then the next day we're up. Breakfast, spread of breakfast at this hotel is fantastic as well. And we hit the buses, and then we play, and we come back, and a lot of camaraderie, a lot of you know, going out for dinner at night. And you don't go off the resort; you don't have to because they have five or six different restaurants that are really brilliant. So it's a great getaway, a great 4-day event for teams that want to come and have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like you boys are having a great time down there. I wish I was there, and maybe next year Tim and I can both be there together. Just didn't work out this year. Hey, John, real quick question.
Just get your handicap up.
Oh, don't worry. I'm working on that puppy. I did win the Golf Writers Association of America golf, champion golfer of the year trophy. I won low net. So that should tell you something.
Good for you.
Yeah. Chuck Garbedian from Wisconsin won low gross, but I won low net, so I've been the dog of the GWAA now for the past 2 years.
And that, by the way, was in 1974.
That was
well
not.
Done, Frank, well done.
Thank you. We played it at Hammock Beach, by the way, ocean course there in Florida.
Yep.
And the wind was howling that day, and it was about 58 degrees. It was just a bad day. So, yeah, I was proud of that. Anyway, enough about me.
Are you having some cold weather still today in Nashville, Frank? Is it still like in the 40s or 50s, you're saying?
I'm sorry, Tim, I can't hear you. Are you there? Excuse me. Excuse me. Yes, yeah. It's in the 40s.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's cold.
40.
It's
oh my god.
It's cold here in Nashville. So
it's like 90. John and I, and this is all you need to know, Frank. John and I are sitting by the pool, and we don't have shirts on.
I don't want to know. But I can certainly hear a lot of folks hollering and screaming around the pool. So that sounds like you boys are having a good time.
So if you can, can you hang on a second? They're just bringing over a pina coladas right now.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of busy.
We're a little bit busy here.
So. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, we can both slurp at the same time if you like that.
Oh, well, yeah.
You got to come next year, though, Frank.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to come because I think we're going to get invited. I don't think, offended too many people yet that we've blown this little gig. But they really are the nicest people in the world. I mean, they even have you, just as a courtesy, count your clubs after you finish playing to make sure that all your clubs are in your bag and everything. Because they know that sometimes tourists get a little bit uncomfortable and they're not familiar with surroundings and all that. And they go over the top to make sure you have a great time, that you feel good, you feel secure. It's been amazing, really.
I think there's a misnomer there about Jamaica and it's dangerous and it's really not. I mean, right from when you get off the plane to get on your bus to get to your resort. I mean, I've never felt uncomfortable whatsoever, and that's pretty much consensus across the board.
If y'all heard that in the background, that was the crowd that I'm here with in the home studio in Nashville. My dog Bogey, the wonder dog, is barking in the background. So, yeah, that's who I have. I've got a dog with me. It sounds like you guys have a party. So, hey, John, are we going to see you at the PGA Merchandise Show this year?
Yes, you will.
Good. We'll have to get together. We're going to be doing the show from there, so we'll have you on a headset. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, just as a sidebar, I just saw today in an email from the PGA that Callaway, Titleist, Callaway Titleist Ping is going to be there, but a lot of the TaylorMade are not going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show this year. So,
well, why is that?
I don't know yet. I just started reading it right before I turned all the recorders on for the show. So I'm going to get into it a little later. Maybe we'll talk about that on Monday's show.
Huh.
But that's strange. Titleist and Callaway both usually have a huge spread at the PGA Merchandise Show. But anyway,
sure.
I know you guys probably don't know the website, but what we'll do is we'll insert that for our listeners so they can check out the Imbiro Star Resort, Rose Hall, I guess it is, in Montego Bay, yeah. Jamaica. And
just Google that. They can find it, sure.
Yeah, got to check that out. How's the course at Old Cypress, John?
Old Cypress Golf Course is fantastic. I mean, it's they just did a $3 million renovation on the greens. And the tees, and also inside, but mostly on the golf course. I mean, it's not the easiest golf course, but I think that, as they say, Old Cypress, it has all cypress trees. So it's not your typical Florida golf course, but there's a great membership there. And the golf course is just fantastic. It really is. I mean, the greens are probably running 11, 12 in stem meter. And you know, people enjoy that. I mean, of all ages, I think that, you know, you want to play a golf course that's more difficult. It hones your skills no matter if you're a professional or a high handicapper. That's how you develop your skills. So I'm always adverse for people to going and joining golf courses that are going to, test their abilities and then have, good quality teaching on site for them to be able to, set their goals in advance to whatever level they want to progress to. But, you have to, and all your listeners out there, you need to really check out Old Cypress because it's a fantastic golf course.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. I don't.
Hang on one second, Frank. John, if people want to know more about you as an instructor, do you have your own website?
I do.
Okay, what would that be?
Yeah, it's John Cochran Golf Schools. And you just go, you can do that, or you can email me at J Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-E-N-E, the number 4, at Cogeco, Cogeco.ca. And, I'd be happy to go on this podcast. Send me some videos. Send me some videos of your golf swing, and I'll get back to you, and we'll do an analysis because my teaching skills are a little bit different from a standpoint. I don't do any bandy golf. I think it's important for people when they move forward to develop their skills to learn exactly what to do, whether it's on the physical side or the mental side or the biomechanical side. I mean, it has to be kind of a holistic approach of all three areas to be able to move forward when you're setting your goals. And that's, to me, failure is not an option. And that's why I took on Tim.
That's not funny, Frank.
That was good. That was really good. I like that a lot.
I tell you, it was a definite option. It still is an option.
Let me ask you this. I know what kind of sticks Tim hits. John, what are you hitting? What are your irons?
I'm on the Titleist staff, so I have the T100s from last year, and they just arrived, the new T100s. Titleist has done a fantastic job with their clubs. I mean, most of the manufacturers now are doing a great job, you know, TaylorMade and all them. But I've always been averse to the Titleist, you know, their R&D research that they do on all their products. It hits pretty much all the market, you know. But you know, all the golf clubs out there nowadays are helping golfers, and you know, we're in a boom right now, probably for 10 years, maybe more. And I think that people are realizing that, you know, the biggest thing is that it doesn't take a lot of time. There's a bit of a misnomer out there about time. You know, if the instruction is quality instruction, then the person is going to move forward, right? Because they have a responsibility, as much as the teacher has a responsibility, to make sure that, you know, that they're doing their practice, but they're also being given the right information to be able to move forward, right? And it doesn't take that. It's not that difficult, you know? I always say it's complex simplicity. The golf swing is highly complex, but if you understand it, you know, it's not that heavy. It's pretty simple.
Well, that makes three of us then, because all three of us play Titleist clubs, so that's good. By the way, boys, I was got a phone call last night from a buddy of mine that lives in Houston, member of Champions Golf Club. We had a cocktail over the phone together and discussed some things that are going on. But he told me he had just gotten the new T100s, and he said, "Frank, it's the best golf club I've ever hit in my life." That's a quote.
I don't know what they did, but they did something to the blade of it, and when you strike it, not only the look of the golf course club itself, but when it strikes the ground, it's like a razor blade. I mean, it just cuts through the ground like butter. And even the T100s I have right now are great, but not like the next level of the T100. So I would suggest people, if they want to upgrade, that's what they should be doing.
Well, that quote was from Steve Elkington. So that's a pretty good pretty good boy to tell you. I mean, one of the greatest swings in all of golf ever.
Yeah.
And so he after the second drink, our subject went off of golf, and my wife told me to get off the phone, stop it. So that was it. But I told him what you were doing, Tim, and he told me to tell you to. I can't say that on the air, can I?
You can't say it. No, it's Elkington. You can't say any of what he says. He has no quotes. Hey, I want to tell you too that when we were playing, in addition to John, we have another guy, and maybe John can explain. Delroy was actually he played on tour. And he played a little bit of tournament golf. He's a Jamaican native. Now lives in New York, or I guess back and forth. But. Probably 72
years old.
Oh, I look great.
Funny.
So what's his story? Because he talks about playing with Trevino and all these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to him in depth about it, but you know, he would say a lot of quotes. You know, I think one of his quotes today was, you know, you're putting for par, and Trevino say, well, that's like the dog chasing the parked car.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna get it. So he's got all these different quotes, but he's been around. He's a really interesting guy. He's got all kinds of stories of guys who play with Woody over at in Britain, so he's been out there, and you know, for 72 years old, he played really well today. I mean, he doesn't hit it that far. He said to me, because I've been working with Joey D now, and Joey D is the trainer for Dustin Johnson, Kupka, and all the guys.
We know Joey,
and I've been, you know, Joey. Oh yeah, well, Joey's great. I mean, I've already picked up 3 miles an hour in 6 months, so I'm at 117 now. And it's pretty amazing. So he just said to me, I want to get back into fitness. And that's the thing I can say to your viewers. Like, I mean, it's really important from a fitness standpoint when they're going out to do fitness, that they go to somebody like Joey D and spend the money if you're really serious. It's not a lot, but what you're going to get is you're going to get really correct information. So every time you're in the gym, anything you touch is going to make your golf game better. And that's the key, because sometimes you'll get misinformation. You get pieces that actually restrict you from doing it. So it's that part of your development of your mobility, stability, flexibility, and strength is really important, and it has to be a high quality person, or you'll impede your progress.
You know.
So, but anyways, going back to drill, I got off talking there. He's a great guy. I mean,
he really is.
We'll have him on the show sometime.
First,
I think it would be He's a character.
He's a character. Well, the first time he was on the show, boys, the first time he was on Golf Talk America, the first thing he said, is, all right. And that was when Virgil Herring was with us, and Ned Michaels and Danny Briggs were all in the studio with me. Danny used to play on tour, and so did Ned. Ned won the he was on the Malaysian Open, I think, or something like that. Anyway, the first thing he said is, all right, boys, what do you have in front of you right now? Ned's like, a donut and some chocolate milk. That was the kiss of death. Joey ragged him every time he came on the show after that. So years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty amazing guy.
Yeah, he really
is. I'm having a little bit hard time hearing you, too, because the blender just keeps interrupting you. There's just so many cocktails somebody can make. We're trying to give them signals here, and it's quite a show, too, to be honest. We're kind of sitting here, and people keep walking by, so I forgive me if I'm not paying attention to what you guys are talking
about. Don't say it.
No,
it lives in perpetuity.
The
ocean is beautiful. Yes, it is. The movement is incredible of the ocean, is it not?
The waves.
Yeah. The flow. That's cool. Uh-huh. All right, boys. Well, wow. So tomorrow's the final round with you guys?
We find out if we play. There's two different courses. One is better than the other, clearly. We'd like to play on that one, but you have to be in the top half of the draw, if you will, to get into the playing in that course, which is the one we played today. But we'll see. Either way we do it, we'll have a good time and have fun with it. We don't have any choice at this point. We gotta made or miss all the putts we're gonna make. So, but yeah, tomorrow's a fun round of it, and then we all fly out on Sunday, different times. I fly out actually right about 3 o'clock Dallas Nashville time. So I'm here half the day actually on Sunday,
Lord,
as well before I can fly out. So I have to watch them. I hope I can get the Cowboys in the air, Frank. Can you get football games on American up in the air?
I don't fly American, so I don't know. I'm a Delta boy, so I don't know about that. But I will tell you that you don't have to worry about the Cowboys because the Tennessee Titans are going to go all the way. Period.
Oh God.
Period.
Oh, God.
They're going to do it.
Okay.
They're going to do it.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
They are a good team. I'll give them that.
Let's give our friends down there one more plug. Tell us where you are.
We're at the Iberostar Resort, Rose Hall. It's in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And we're here for the Jamaican Pro-Am that is going on. They've had it, I think, 25 years or something like that. A long, long time that they've had the event here. And this is our first time here. And it's an amazing resort. John's actually been to a few different places here in the Jamaica in the country, and he says this hotel and this golf tournament and the food and everything is beyond belief here that we have. So it's a great place for people to check out. It's all inclusive, I believe, too. I mean, so I don't know that anybody that comes here, whether you're coming for a tournament or anything else, I kind of think what you get here, everybody I see has a drink in their hand, Frank. It looks like your old fraternity days.
What do you mean old fraternity days?
Everybody's got a drink.
Are you kidding me?
So
hey,
I'm pretty sure it's included.
By the way, we play Vanderbilt in Oxford, Mississippi. I'm an Ole Miss graduate, John. We play Vanderbilt this weekend. Another win for us, of course. You know, Ole Miss is number 10 in the nation now, so you never know what's going to happen. Hey, by the way, did you boys know that on Monday Night Football, the Manning brothers, okay, Peyton and Eli, had a special guest on with them? You know who that was?
No, I don't.
Mickelson was on with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess Phil's trying to hone his broadcasting skills. Who knows?
I mean, Phil's definitely one of the more engaging guys when it comes to golf, and who could make a career out of that? Now, I don't know if he's ever going to want to make a career out of that because they will expect him to be at some tournaments, and a lot of professional athletes, that's the shocking part of it. They're like, what are you saying? Well, we actually have to go to some games. We have to go to a studio.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I don't want to do that. Can you just send me a lot of money and give me a phone call or something? I'll talk to you once in a while. So we'll see, because Phil's obviously dominating on the Champions Tour. So I think he's going to maybe keep doing that. I think he still thinks he can compete on the PGA Tour well enough to play in enough of those events. But at some point, yeah, he might be the next coming of Nick Faldo, because Phil's just so engaged. He's very much like Eli. They're very, like Peyton Manning. They're very comfortable, very relaxed, and have a great sense of humor. Don't take themselves too seriously. So, yeah, that would have been entertaining. I'm sorry we missed that.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, he, He was on with an Ole Miss boy and a Tennessee boy. The only reason Peyton went to Tennessee is because he knew Ole Miss was going on probation. He didn't turn on us. So we won't go any further with that. Well, boys, it's been a great time talking to you. And by the way, I know this is an all-men's resort, right?
Okay, let's go with that. Sure, let's go with that. Yeah, it's all men. That sounds a lot worse to me, Frank, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that does sound worse. You're right. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But well, make sure you send Uncle Frank pictures, okay?
I do think though, if I'm not mistaken, I'm asking John this, is it not there's two different parts of this resort and one is more family?
Yeah.
So there's kids and stuff in it. And so we're on the young single side, Frank, is where we're at.
Oh, God.
Even though we're both pushing 90, we're on the young single side here doing our calisthenics while we're doing the show. But there's another side of it. If you have, you know, four or five kids or whatever, have a great time. They've got a whole different pool area. And so it's a massive resort. It's very, very
Actually, that's cool.
On the ocean. But it's kind of different. So everybody just want to
miss. I'll tell you what's really cool is that every floor has their own butler.
That's what Tim told me yesterday. What's with that? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the butler, so he comes up and he introduces himself, young guy, fantastic, you know, super nice, and he said, anything you want. So if you called him up, he sits, he's there, I need a bottle of rum, I need anything you want, right? He'll get it for you. And they look after you 100%, and that's that. He looks after all the rooms on that floor. Yeah. And, you tip him out and so on, but anything you want. So it's great.
Yeah.
It's really a unique experience.
Yeah, the service is amazing. I mean, I haven't pushed it yet. I told Frank that yesterday, and because Frank's a Glenlivet drinker.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I don't know if I could ask him for, you know, some 12-year-old Glenlivet if you bring it up. And if he's good with it, I don't know. But I'm going to test it, Frank. I'm going to test and see if they'll let me do that.
18.
Well, that's something, you know, at resorts, when you at these all-inclusive resorts, you don't get that kind of premium liquor.
No,
well,
no.
They have all the premium liquor here. Like with Tim had Glenlivet the other night, you know, so...
I had a lot of it, Frank. A lot of it.
Good man. See, you're trying to keep up with... I'm a professional. I went to a professional drinking university, okay? Ole Miss.
You majored in it.
I sure did.
Oh, well, listen, I'm glad you mentioned I talked to you today because he had two drinks in his hand all the time. He said, this one's for me, this one's for Frank. And I kept saying, who the hell's Frank?
Frank's my imaginary friend.
Hey, John, real quick, do you happen to know anybody from the French Lick Resort? Dave Harner, by chance?
I do not. No, I don't.
We've got to get you and Dave together and get you up to French Lick. They're one of our sponsors, the French Lick Resort. Go to FrenchLick.com. Donald Ross course, where Hagen won the 1924, I think, PGA Championship, and the Pete Dye course, where they played the senior PGA Championship, won by Colin Montgomery. And it's where Mark Calcavecchia came up to me after his first round, sat down at the bar there in French Lick, gorgeous bar, and he said, Frank, you're friends with the owners of this place, right? I said, yeah, Calc, I am. He said, well, tell them to go themselves. He shot an 88 the first day.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. Well, it was windy and cold, and that's a tough golf course. But you got to get you up there, John.
Yeah.
And get you to Nashville sometime and get you out on bluegrass. It's one of the top courses here, and it's very, very difficult. So,
be fun.
Love to have you there.
Just Tim? Not tomorrow. Yeah, not tomorrow.
No, it's too cold. Boys,
you'll still be in the Caribbean tomorrow, Frank, and you'll still be in Tennessee.
Yeah, I know. But I'll be in front of the TV watching a little football, so.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, there you go. So, hey, I'm going to call Earl Forsey and have him call you so he can keep you company by the pool this afternoon, okay?
No. We don't need Earl. We don't need him. We're good.
All right, boys, it's been a pleasure. John, it's been a pleasure meeting you over the phone.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
And looking forward to coming down and seeing you at Old Cypress and seeing you at the PGA Merchandise Show in January.
Yeah, well, I look forward to having you down. That'd be great.
Great, thanks. Tim Matthews, get back. I miss you, baby. You got to help me do the show. I'm not as good as this that you are.
Can't wait.
All right, boys.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've had a great time here.
Y'all have fun. Be safe, and we will talk soon. Yeah. Send pictures.
Okay, I'll do it. Thanks, Frank.
All right, brother. See ya. There you go. That was fun. I hope you could hear all of it. John Cochran, Old Cypress in Naples, Florida. And, of course, our very own Tim Matthews down in Jamaica playing in the Jamaican Open Pro-Am or Jamaican Pro-Am, I believe it is, at Abiro Star Resort, Rose Hall in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Great place to go. French Lick's another great place to go. And another great place to go is to any of the Club Corps properties around the United States. Go to clubcorps.com and check it out. Sign up, become a member for a day. We're members for a long time, hopefully. And they're one of our favorite sponsors, along with the French Lick Resort and then all of our other sponsors. We'll be back to wrap this thing up in just a minute. You've been listening to Golf Talk America, semi-live or live from the poolside in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, John, so we're at the point of the show where I speak in code.
Okay.
When I say golf balls, I really mean, you know, those other balls down there.
Got it.
I mention this because Manscaped is back with us just in time for the holidays. See, it's possible you have Santa's beard down there, and if you've ever trimmed your golf balls and, ouch, a nick or a cut on your golf balls is not fun.
How many of you are crossing your legs right now?
Right? So Manscaped is here to save the day with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 that includes the Signature Lawnmower 4.0, that's the electric trimmer with the proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing golf ball deodorant moisturizer and toner that keeps your North Pole feeling and smelling fresh.
More code, I see. But shouldn't it be South Pole?
Yeah, good catch. Manscaped also just launched great new products like the Ultra Premium Body Wash, which I use every day and smells great, and the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GOLFTALK at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code GOLFTALK at manscaped.com. So you're filling out that form at the doctor's office where they ask you to just check out the diseases you think you have. And one of them says erectile dysfunction. And you go, do I want to check that one? I mean, I don't want that awkward conversation with the doctor right now. I really don't. And then I don't want to go to the pharmacy and stand in line and have some young thing hand me these pills. I want something discreet. I want no in-person doctor visits. I want no awkward conversations. I want no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Just fix it for me in the comfort of my home, which we can do at BlueChew.com. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis from BlueChew.com. You can get prescribed at no cost with a BlueChew.com affiliated doctor, and then they send it right to your door in discreet packaging. Here's an even better part for you. You visit BlueChew.com and you get your first order free when you use the promo code GOLFTALK. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code GOLFTALK. Just chew it and do it. BlueChew.com. Promo code GOLFTALK.
Welcome back, everybody. Frank Bassett still with you. Love our sponsors, and there's a theme to Beachbound and all of that put together, but we have a lot of fun with it, and we really appreciate our sponsors. Hey, it was fun talking to the boys down in Jamaica, and unfortunately, our good friend from those weekend golf guys, John, who you heard in the commercials, John Ashton, who's a partner of ours in the Golf Talk America Network, is unavailable. He's caught in traffic in Louisville right now, and the phone just doesn't sound good. Sitting in traffic, so and John's language gets pretty rough when he doesn't like traffic. So we'll have John on another time. But want to have a shout out, give a shout out, I should say, to our good friend and his family, and his entourage. Jordan Spieth, his grandparent, his parents who are now grandparents, of course, and Annie, his wife, has had a new baby. And Sammy, so congratulations, Jordan and Annie. That's fabulous, and I know that both of you, how good of people you are. You will be absolutely wonderful parents, and the grandparents will even be more special. And our good buddy Blaine Simmons, shout out to him, who's a good friend of Jordan's, lifelong friend. And Blaine's going to be a great Uncle Blaine, I'm sure. He'll be a lot of fun to be around. So, Jordan, congratulations, buddy. Annie, congratulations. We love you both dearly. And congratulations, Jordan Spieth, on your great play. Looking forward to seeing you out there soon on tour. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun today for me. Hope it was for you guys. And we appreciate each and every one of you out there who listen to this show. We couldn't do it without you. And please tell your friends to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and download the show and subscribe to the podcast, because without you guys and without our great advertisers, we'll just be talking to ourselves, and that is no fun. Plus, kind of shows mental problems. I don't want to do that, at least this early in my life. Thanks again, everybody. Thanks to Club Corp. Go to clubcorp.com and check them out. And go to FrenchLick.com and check them out also. Two great sponsors of ours. We'll see you soon on Golf Talk America.